Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special chus rachayach of Tfega bas Michal Yedispasia, Zarsha Chole Yisrael, and Dina Baruch bas Esther Adasa. You're learning about Gidrei Lavshin B'maisa based on the wonderful Sefer Hegyon Libi of HaGaon Rav Yehuda Leib Bogach, Zichron Lebrocha. L'chinuch writes in Mitzvah Shin Dalet Mem, Rav al Mitzvah Zuv Ovad Be'avid Ivri Be'avodis Abzulis Ovar Alav Zeh, Ovar Men Adoy Meh She'en B'chi of Malkos V'shem B'maisa. So he's talking here about being Mavid and Eved Ivri, Bavoidas Farach, Bavoidas Bzuyos. So if he does so, he's over on a lav, but there's no Malkus because Embo Maisa. Because you could tell him with words, and therefore Embo Maisa. And even if you do it with a Maisa, but it doesn't matter, because any lav that you could do without a Maisa, and you did a Maisa, you don't get Malkus. That's a lav she'embo Maisa. Any lav that you could have done that you could do without a Maisa, even if you do it with a Maisa, is considered a lav she'embo Maisa. That's the famous klal of the Sefer Achinuch. So to an Shin Mem Hei, he writes, "Overal zeh machor evid ivri gedach shavadim kananim karm ora alav, aben amedum shem bochiv malchus, v'shef shalav ora alav mibli maisa." That if somebody is over and he sells an evid ivri, you're not allowed to sell an evid ivri like you sell an evid kanani, but if you do sell, you're over on a lav, but there's no chi of malchus, because you theoretically could be over on this lav without doing a maisa, without actually putting him on the podium where they sell the avodim, without doing it physically. So since you could be over on the lav without doing it without a maisa, even if you do it with a maisa, there's going to be no malchus. That's defines the lav shembo maisa. So we have the das of this barav balachinuch kol lav she'efshar lav or lav b'li maisa. You don't get Malkus even if you're over Al Yedei Mais. And the Cheschinuch writes, and it's a Shem Yem Gimel, Shem Yem Hei, the Rambam argues with this cloud, and holds Fakir, Chakolav Shev Shalav Rolav Yedei Maisa, Loikin Olav Af Beli Maisa. That any lab that you could be over with a Maisa, you get Malkus even if you don't do a Maisa. It's Al Pidibre Rambam, the Perak Yud Gimel, Mehochas Schirus, Halacha Beis, the Chosma Bukol Loike. Hamam holds that a lav, you could be over Al Yedei Maisa, you get Malkus even without a Maisa. So the Chinuch Shita is if you could be over without a Maisa, you don't get Malkus even with a Maisa. The Rambam's Shita is that a lav that you could be over Al Yedei Maisa, you get Malkus even without a Maisa, fakir from the Chinuch. Rambam writes in Schiros 13:2, Shechasma b'kol loike, that if somebody does chasima on an animal, when the animal is threshing, he muzzles the animal, verbally telling the animal not to eat, screaming the animal not to eat. So he gets malchus even though there's no maisa. Magid Mishnah writes that he paskins like Rabbi Yechon. And Metziat Sadi Yamad Beis, Rabbi Yechon, we see in the sugya there, that he holds akimas sfasayim to maisa. For the Rishonim, that we see in the Gemara and Tumur and other places that Nishbo Makal Chavero B'Shem is called a Lav She'embo Mais, even though there's a Kimas Fasayim. So what's pshat that you're over on Chasima B'Kol because a Kimas Fasayim, moving your lips is a Maisa. Nishbo Makal Chavero B'Shem is considered a Lav She'embo Maisa, even though there's a Kimas Fasayim involved. Your answer is the shiny chasima, the dibur is avid maisa. Chasim is different because with his dibur he's doing a maisa. Shiny chasima, the dibur is avid maisa. Chasim is different because with his dibur he's doing a maisa. The animal isn't going to be eating, so that's a maisa on the animal. Stopping the animal from eating. And Rav Yechon Latame, Dharma Latana, Lotzis Ni Meimar, Holy Bidibu Rasav Maisa. He said, don't put Meimar, don't put Tumura on the list, because with his Dibur, he's doing a Maisa. When he does Tumura, he's changing it, like Rashi says there, from Chulin to Kachim. So that's for Dibur, he's doing a Maisa. So if your Dibur, you're doing a Maisa, that's considered a Maisa. So the Rama Paskins, the life of Chassima, like Rav Yechonan. And in Perik Yud Ches, he copies the Lashon of the Braisa. Usman Nishbar Meirum Kalu, that Lav Shem Bomaisa and Lokan Alav, except for Nishba, Smura, and Makalas Chaber B'Shem. He doesn't omit Meimar, he doesn't omit Smura, so it would appear that he doesn't hold that of Rabbi Yechanan, who says that by Tmura, you get Malchus. Because there's a mice involved. Ramab says that Tmura is a Lav Shembo mice. So apparently he doesn't hold like that of Rabbi Yechanan, that the Dibur is Avid Maisa, it's considered a Maisa. So if so, he's Kimizakish Tara Le Beit Shrei. Here the Rambam is contradicting himself. On one hand, the Rambam paskins in Schiras 13:2 that if he does Chasim of a Kol, he gets Malchus. And the Magid Mishnah says that he's getting Malchus because paskins like Rabbi Yochanan, that Akimas Fasayim is a Maisa. The B'diburo is Avid Maisa. And therefore he holds that since there's a Maisa involved, but there's a Kimis Fasayim, i.e. it's not enough that he moves his lips, but he's causing a Maisa that the animal's not eating. He's causing an act on the animal's part. He's threshing without eating. Since he's causing an act on the animal's part, so that's B'diburo is Avid Maisa. He's passing like Rav Yechon and Chasim B'kol Loike, because with his Dibur there's a Maisa. Then how can the self-same Rambam paskin that Tumura is a Lav Shem Bo Maisa? If he's really passing like Rav Yechonan, then when he with his Akimas Fasayim, if he does a Maisa, that's considered a Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa. So one of the Rambam Paskin, like Rav Yochanan Chasam, will call Loka, because what he does with his voice causes a Maisa, so that's considered a Maisa. The movement of his lips is considered a Maisa, since he's causing a Maisa. He's passing like Rav Yochanan. On the other hand, he doesn't pass like Rav Yochanan. That's Tumura is a Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa. He says Tumura doesn't have a Maisa. What about the fact that the Dibur is Avid Maisa? Yechon holds with Dibur is Avid Maisa by Tumur, so it's Yesh Bo Maisa. So how can the Rambam Paskin like Rabbi Yochanan against the same Rabbi Yochanan on the same topic? That's what was bothering the Rabbi Magid there in Hilchos Schiras. And you're right, Rav Shea Alam, the Cholashim, Cholashim Bo Maisa, El Adibur, Shena Dibur Choshiv Maisa. V'chassim, Kevin Sheshna Bo Maisa, Gomor, Av'chassim Bo Kol, Ikim Maisa. So maybe, Cholashim Bo Maisa, El Adibur, the Dibur is not considered a Maisa. But Chasim is different because there's a Maisa Gamur. So to Chasim of a Kol is Kim Maisa. Since by Chasima there's a Maisa Gamur, therefore even Chasim of a Kol is a Maisa. In other words, since you could do chasima with a maisa, even though you did chasima without a maisa, that chasima of a kol is kim maisa. And that's the mistake. Tumura, you can't do with a maisa. Therefore, the Rambam holds a lav shembo maisa. Chasima of a kol is considered a maisa because, according to the Rambam, it could be done with a Maisa. Since by Chasima there is a Maisa, Memela, you get Malchus and Chasima Bakol. And that's what compelled the Minchas Chinuch to say that the Rambam and the Chinuch are arguing on this din. So to the Mishnah Lamelech in the fourth parak of Hilchos Malva Velova, Halach Vav learns that the Rambam and the Chinuch are arguing on this din. And so to many Achronim hold that way. So that's like a well-known idea that the Rambam holds that a Maisa, that a lav that you could be over with Maisa, even if you're over without a Maisa, you still get Malchus, consider lav shembo Maisa, and the Sefer Chinuch holds the opposite. But if you could be over without a Maisa, and if you're over with a Maisa, you don't get Malchus, it's a fine lav shembo Maisa. And the Rambam Paskins, Perek Aleph, Milchus Chometz Umatze, Halacha Gimel, She'en loiken alav shel bal yeroe, ubal yemotze, Elim ken kono chometz bepesach, ochim et isa biyadayim kedei shiyasim maise. If you only get the Malchus on a lav of bal yeroe and bal yemotze, if you bought chometz on Pesach, or you were mechamet isa biyadayim, you did a maise. But into a mice, there's no Malchus. If you had chometz from before Pesach, there's no Malchus. Even though you're over on Shnei Lavin, you don't get Malchus Menator because you didn't do a mice. And so it's the Chinuch and Mitzvah Yud Aleph. Frak Tishar HaMelech, Chometz U'matzah, and Hilchus Kalayim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Vav, that according to the Chinuch, he shouldn't get Malchus, even if he did a mice. Why? Because you could be over in Baal Yerub, Baal Yematzah quite easily without a mice. So since you could be over without a Maisa, you shouldn't get Malchus even if you did a Maisa. So how can the men of the Chinuch hold that if you did a Maisa of making chometz, of kana chometz, or chime tzisa, you leaven the dough, you get Malchus. Why are you could be over without a Maisa? So he answers, V'akorch le'kosev harav, eladav kehecha shef shalavor, halav v'chol shol v'chol zman b'li Maisa. V'abalav de'bal yirah b'ayimotze afopi, שכשיש לו חומץ בערב הפסח, ולא בירוי עובר בלי מייסה, אבל כיוון, שכשלא ניסר חומץ בבייסה מערב פסח, יהיה אפשר לעבור עליו דבר ירוי בשיח הפסח, אלא אם כן קונו חימץ בידיים, לאו שיש בו מייסה מקרי, כיוון שבשעה זו יהיה אפשר לעבור עליו, אלא על ידי מייסה, עד כאן דבר, והסכים אימוי, אמן חסכינו. In other words, the Teretz is of the Shar HaMelech, Shara Melech asked Ladas Achinuch, he shouldn't be getting Malchus, because it could be over without a Maisa. And his teretz is that the Chinuch only writes this, where you could be over the Lav v'chol shah v'shah, v'chol zman zman b'li Maisa. By your Rabbi, your Matzah, even though if you have Chometz in Erev Pesach and you don't destroy it, you're over without a Maisa, but since when you don't have any Chometz in your house in Erev Pesach, the only way to be over on the Lav of Bal Yerah during Pesach is if you do a Maisa, if you're Koni, your Mechametz b'yadayim, that's called the lav sheyesh bo mice. In other words, this is man that you can't be over without a mice. That's already called this lav sheyesh bo mice. Since b'shazu, the only time way you could be over is al yedei mice, and therefore you get malchus for being mechametz or being kainah. Because at this time, the only way you could be over is with a mice. That's the terah to the Shara Melech, and the Menchas Chinuch agrees with him. In Hilchos Kalayim, the Shara Melech asks Ladas HaRambam Leidach Yisa that he should be like a Mishum Bal Yerah even if he leaves Chometz in his house, even if he doesn't do a Maisa. What's the Rambam's Shita? If you could be over with a Maisa, even if you don't do a Maisa, you're still over in Bal Yerah, Bal Yematzah. You still get Malchus. Even if you can be over without a Maisa, as long as you can be over with a Maisa, even if you're over without a Maisa, you get Bal Yerah, Bal Yematzah. So why does the Rambam say that you're only over if you were kind of Chometz or Mechametz Yisa? Doesn't matter. Even if you just owned it, that's still a lav sheyesh bo maisa because you could be over with a maisa. That's the kash of the Shara Melech, and he blabs with the tzarachim. And that goes maisa choshev, he answers that this klal of the Rambam is dafka, that if you could be over with a maisa, then you're over even if you don't do a maisa. That's dafka in a case like chasima. The boy I know sin chosin b'fiyah. If he wanted, he could physically muzzle it. Hashem ken chometz sheyesh lo bebeisoy. If you have chometz in your house, that no mice is any longer shayich. All right, kvar nechmatz v'hu shaloi. So there's going to be no malchus. In other words, one is there malchus if there could be a mice in a case like chasima. Because Chassim, when he does it b'kol, he could also do it at that moment. He could do it physically also. And it's dira. So he's doing chosim b'kol, and now he can go be chosim b'fir. Hashem kein chametz, when he already has chametz in his house, there's no more maisi he could do here to do the aveira. Here it's already chametz. So the only time you get malchus, and you don't do a maisa, is if you could now do a maisa, but by chametz you couldn't do a maisa. He doesn't have that option. Of doing an aveira now, because it's already chametz. So in the middle of there's going to be no malchus if he just owns chametz. Because he doesn't have the option of turning it into chametz, of doing a mice and making it into chametz, because it's already chametz. So at kan, what we see in the Achronim about the differing shittas of the Sefer HaChinuch and the Rambam. However, of Bugach, Zichrono Levracha, wants to say that the Shita of the Rambam and the Shita of Chinuch is really one and the same. We're going to explain why. Because it says at the beginning of the third parak of Maseches Malkus, what's the reason of Rabbi Shmuel, all Zecher Chai B'Mises, Vecher Chai B'Krisis, Yeshna B'Chal Malkus? The Chesivim Lo Sishmo Alas is called Divrei HaTorah Zes, the Chesiv Hifla Hashem Es Makar Yisra, Flo Zene Der Mai, Shorim Bepilo HaShevet V'Kol, Lufan Av Amir HaFlo Zun Malkus. Yachi Lav Shem Bo Mai Se Nami, Ba'as Chesiv, Lav Shem Et Iglas Se Nami, Dumed Lav Techesima, Hashtah Slachi Kul Nami Dumed Lav Techesima. So Rabbi Shmuel holds that you're always going to get Malkus in every Lossi in the Torah, because it says, if you don't keep what it says in the Torah, and then it says, Vaiter, Behifla Hashem is Makoischa. If the Onesh are not keeping the Torah, is a Lashon of Afla, and Afla, even for another Pasuk is Malkus. And it says, if you don't do this, then you get Afla. So for Allah it says, you get Malkus. I says the Gemara, that's true. Skipping a little bit in the Gemara, Lav Shem Bo Maisin Nami. So Lav Shem Bo Maisin, you should also get Malkus. Because that's also Losishma. It's in our notes, it's lasses, and this is from a lasses. You have to have a mice to get malchus. So, Lav Shin Yitikla say, now you should also get malchus. Because there's a mice, even though there's an essay that fixes the lav. And so, in our notes, it's got to be dim the lav to chasima, which is next to the parish of malchus, Lasachsum Shor B'dishoy. So, that's not Yitikla essay. The male can't be Yitikla essay. Yeah, Malkus, and now the Gemara says, now that you come to this point, that the Lav Techasim is the Yisod, everything is done with the Lav Techasim. It's a mitzvah to say, Sheesh Ba Maisa, and therefore the Gemara asked earlier about a mitzvah. No, you don't get a mitzvah, you don't get a Lav Shem Ba Maisa. But it has to be done with the Lav Techasim. And Lav Techasim is not a Lav in the class, and it's not a mitzvah. That Lav Shem Bo Maisa, Ad Kan, Yidivrei HaGemara. So it would appear, Shalom Askana, we can learn that you don't get Malkus on a Lav Shem Bo Maisa from the Hekesh of the Lav Lechasima, and the limit of Lasos is only the Salkadaitach. In other words, Nahavamina, you're not getting Malkus on a Lav Shem Bo Maisa because it says Lasos. You're not getting Malkus on a Lav. Again, the maskana, you're not getting malchus and a lav shem b'maisa because of it's learned from the lav of chasima, and the limit of lasis, it says originally the reason you're not getting malchus is because the pasuk says lasis. You're only getting malchus where there's a lasis, and a lav shem b'maisa is no lasis. That's only according to the havamina, not according to the maskana. That would be how the gemara would seem to be understood. However, the ritva. The Ritva doesn't learn like that. The Ritva says, "If the Adam obeys the Malkus, Helkach Mishumotzi Shema ve'Edim Zoyim the Malkus Ditu Mifrish Shapir Behedya. The Chinan Ha'Hidrasha, the Loisish Malasis V'Lav Dechasim Ayn Sham in the Ritva." So it would seem from the Lashon of the Ritva, the Kamla Maskana, we have the limit of Lasis. Somehow we need two Limudim. Because the Ritva seems to say that we still stick with the drasha in our sugya of Lysish Molasses. And the question is, why we need two drashas? Of Lasseis and the Lav of Chasima, to tell you Lav Shein Bo Maisa, you don't get Malkus. So it would appear that the two inyanim in this Kav, Lav Shein Bo Maisa. One is a Lav that primarily is a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. In other words, a Lav, as it was said in the Torah, the way to do the Averi is without a Maisa usually. And then there's a Lav that the Derech Avirase is Ayidei Maisa, that a person is over without doing a Maisa. Because it says in Marcus, Amar Evi Bar Avin, Amar Hei Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Yosi Avlili, Kol Lasi Shavatara, Lav She Yesh Boi Maisa Loikin Ola, Lav She Ein Boi Maisa Ein Loikin Ola, Chus Minish Boi Neim Rokal Chavir Vashem. There it says, Lashin, Lav She Yesh Boi Maisa Loikin Ola, Lav She Ein Boi Maisa. In Tmure, the Gersh is different. It says, Kol Lasi Se Shavatara, Asa Boi Maisa Loike, Lo Asa Boi Maisa Potter Chus Minish Boi Tzentra. So you have two Lashinus. One is Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa, one is Asa Bo Maisa. So those are the two minyanim that we mentioned, Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa. In Makis, we're talking about a Lav that primarily comes without a Maisa. The Gemara in Temura is talking about a Lav that comes without a Maisa, but the one who is over did it. It usually comes with a Maisa, but the person was over without a Maisa. Again, we have two categories of Lav Shein Bo Maisa. One is primarily a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. The Lav, as it said in the Torah, normally is without a Maisa. And then there's a Lav that the Derech Avidah Arasa usually with a Maisa, just the person was over without a Maisa. Those are the two categories of Lav Shein Bo Maisa. In the Mela, when it says in the Gemara in Makis, Lav Shein Bo Maisa, Lav Shein Bo Sheyesh Bo Maisa, Shein Bo Maisa, it's talking of the first category. That an aver that bederach clouds without a maisa, you don't get malchus. And the other Gemara says, asabo maisa, that's talking about what you actually did. One is talking about the lav, what is the lav? How do you define this lav? And the other lav shembo maisa is not how the lav is defined. The lav could be defined as a lav sheshbo maisa, but you were over without a maisa. And so we have a Gemara there that says that you don't get malchus. As long as you personally didn't do a maisa, you know, the lav normally has a maisa, you personally did a maisa. And the other way is that the lav is normally ain bo maisa. The lav is normally a maisa and lo kanalu. And it would appear that these two inyanim are learned from the two lamudim in the Seches Makos. They're from the hekesh of the lav dechasim and it's matu alavim. That primarily are done without a maisa. Because the lav chasima, where you get malchus, is normally done with a maisa. In the mela, if you have a lav that's normally without a maisa, then you don't get malchus. And the pasuk of lasais teaches us that as long as you didn't do a maisa, then you don't get malchus. So either the lav is defined generally as a lav shein bo maisa, or you personally, in this case, didn't do a maisa. And the chinuch, it would appear that his kavana, the lav shein bo maisa, the nismayt mehekish the lav dechasima, ube'elu alav in kosav. So the chinuch is talking about a lav that's defined as a lav shein bo maisa. Learn from the lav that's excluded from chasima. Chasima is with a maisa. In the mela, he's saying like this. If you have a lav that's generally without a maisa, even if you do it with a maisa, you're not getting malchus. Because the primary way to be over on this lav is without a maisa. But if you have a lav that normally you're over with a maisa, you get malchus. Even if theoretically there could be a situation where you're over without a maisa, but if you have a lav, that the derech to be over on this lav is Al-Yadei Maisa. You're right, you could theoretically do without a Maisa. But if the way to be over in this life normally is with a Maisa, and you did a Maisa, you're over. You get Malkus. If it's a mice that's primarily with a lab that's primarily out of mice, even if you did a mice, you don't get malchus. That's learned from the lab of the chasima, which is primarily with a mice, and therefore if you did without a mice, and therefore we learn that if it's a lab shembo mice, it's primarily without a mice, you're not getting malchus, even if you happen to have done a mice. But if it's a lab that primarily is defined as a lab sheyeshbo mice, and you happen to have done it without a mice, you theoretically could have done it without a mice. If you did a Maisa, then you get Malkus. Since this is a lab that's primarily defined as a lab Shiyeshbo Maisa, even if you could be over without a Maisa, if you did a Maisa, you still get Malkus. It's only a lab that's primarily without a Maisa, it's defined as a lab She'enbo Maisa, then you don't get Malkus, even if you did a Maisa. Since this lav is defined as a lav shein bo maisa, so even if you did a maisa, you don't get malchus. Ma'shein kein, laven that the ikar derech aveir is al yedei maisa, even though theoretically you could get away without a maisa, do the lav without a maisa, but since primarily it's a lav with a maisa, if you do a maisa, you get malchus. So that's the sheet of the chinuch. And those laven that are primarily Ayidei Maisa, there the Rabbi Magid writes that the Rambam holds that it's enough Bakimas Fasayim. In other words, since the lav itself is not Mismayit Mimalkus, because it's considered a lav Sheyeshbo Maisa, so, but you need some sort of Maisa. You need something. So therefore, a dibur would be enough. A maisa koldu is enough. An akimas fasayim is enough. And that's his lashon over there. Kolav shi ye'in bo maisa el adibur shen adibur koi maisa. Aval chasima. Kevin shi yeshna be maisa gam raf chasima kol hi kim maisa. So he says that any lab that doesn't have a maisa, just has a dibur is not called a maisa. So there is no malchus. But chasima, since yeshna b'maisa gamor, since it can be done with a maisa gamor, so the chasima b'kol is also like a maisa. In other words, any maisa koldu is enough, since normally it's done with a maisa. So again, the klal then would be that if it's a lab that's primarily with a maisa, without a maisa, lava is primarily without a maisa. Even if you did a maisa, there's no malchus. If it's a lava that's primarily with a maisa, and that's what the Sefer Chinuch is talking about. And the Sefer Chinuch tells us in Shin Dalet Mem, Shin Mem Hey, that since you could be over without a maisa, even if you did it with a maisa, there's no malchus, because these are primarily averus that you're doing without a maisa. Avodas b'zuyas be'avod ivri, selling them like an avod kenayani, these are averus that are primarily done without a maisa. So even if you did a maisa, there's no malchus. The Rambam is talking about chasima. The Rambam says chasima b'kol loike, because chasima is generally done with a maisa. Therefore, even without a maisa, you're getting malchus as long as you do a maisa called a vuh. There's no machlokes at all. It's really one derech, one shita. And that is, what's the lav? Is it a lav is defined as a lav shein bo maisa? So therefore, it doesn't matter if you do a maisa. No malchus. If it's a lav that the ikar derech aver is alidei maisa, you don't need a maisa gomor. Even a maisa koldu is enough. That would explain. There's no machlokas at all. But that wouldn't explain the dinim of chametz u'matzah. Hilchos Chametz Matzah. You don't get malchus according to Rambam unless you actually do a ma'ase and the Sefer Chinuch agrees with him. So the kasha on both ends. According to the Rambam, if we accept the generally accept the klal of the Rambam, you should always be getting malchus because you could be over with a ma'ase. And according to the Sefer Chinuch, you should not be getting malchus at all because you could be over without a ma'ase. And definitely this lav by Rabbi Matze is a lav that is primarily without a ma'aseh, right? Usually you just own it. So Mela, if that's, it's usually done without a ma'aseh, and it should be that even if ma'aseh is done, you should be off the hook. It doesn't really work for that. But again, before we saw Teretz, that by Chometz, you're not getting Malkus, because you have no option of doing the Aver. Once you have the Schametz, you have no option of Aver. It's not like Chasima B'Kol. You have the option of doing it B'Maisa. Peter, you don't have the option of doing it B'Maisa anymore because it's in your house. You already have it. So how can you do a Maisa now? There's no more Maisa to do. In the middle, you don't get Malchus. That's, you don't get Malchus without a Maisa. But if you do it with a ma'isa, and according to the Rambam, you do get malchus, but if you accept our klal that it's primarily done without a ma'isa, you shouldn't. So I don't know how that really stems with the chametz, but this is a very, very broad sugya, and there's still a whole world to talk about, this lav shembo ma'isa, and we just like to throw things out there for people to think about, and we will, be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, continue singing Neflos Mitaras Hashem. A lot more to say, and please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.